latest in the Maui Water Chief David Taylor saga, Maui News reporter Colleen Uweche joins us with details about a letter sent by Taylor's lawyers demanding the mayor reinstate him by Friday.
The recent letter is from Dave Taylor's attorneys to the mayor, and they're basically calling for the mayor to restore Dave Taylor to his position as water supply director by Friday. And they haven't said what they're going to do. I asked them, does that mean you're going to sue if he's not in his position by Friday? And they said, you know, we hope it doesn't come to that, but we are reserving all his rights. So what happened is back in November, the mayor tried to remove Dave Taylor from his position. And he didn't say at first what the reasons were, but he later said, you know, that Dave Taylor lacked management abilities. He said that according to a department survey, there was low morale, people were getting picked on, and he said Dave Taylor hadn't finished certain projects. And Dave Taylor has also said, you know, the mayor and I don't always see eye to eye. He described himself as a quote-unquote technocrat and engineer, and said Arakawa was more of a visionary. So they just haven't seen eye to eye on certain decisions, and they have different management styles. But, you know, it has to go to the council first, and the council did vote to keep Dave Taylor in his position 9-0. And that was back in December, and now almost a month later, he's still on administrative leave, and we're not really sure why at this point. The mayor's office said it's both an administrative and criminal investigation. They haven't given details on either.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but the understanding that I have is that he's on leave pending an investigation.
Yes. And they claim that there are two investigations going on, but they haven't said what either are about.
And have we got a response yet back from Mayor Arakawa?
The only thing that they'll say, they say that they can't talk because of the ongoing investigations, but they did send a letter that alleges that Dave Taylor had violated the county code by giving a Kula property owner a time extension to do his water meter improvements. And they haven't clarified whether this is related to the administrative or the criminal investigation. I don't see how it could be related to the criminal investigation, but this is one of the only clues we have as to what's going on at this point.
Have you been able to reach out to that owner to flesh that out a little bit more?
Yeah, I reached out to both the owner and the attorney, and I haven't heard back from either. Basically, what the letter says is there's a Kula property owner that got his water meter reservations back in 2004 and 2005. And if you're familiar with the Upcountry Water Meter List, it's a really big controversy. It goes back to the early 90s, and people have been waiting on this list for several years. There's more than 1,700 people on the list right now. And so this guy got his reservations back in 2004 and 2005, like I said, and you have to finish your improvements within 2 years of getting your reservations, and you can get 2 6-month extensions after that. So this guy has had both, and his reservations expire December 31st, 2016. And so he asked for another extension, and Dave Taylor granted it to him, and now that expires December 31 of this year. But this lawyer is representing two property owners who own land bordering this guy's property, and they're saying, hey, that's against the county code. You know, you have to finish within a certain amount of time, and the director can't grant that extension. And I talked to a deputy director, he's retired, and he said, you know, the code also gives the director the right to waive those requirements and grant an extension. So he said that's what he did, and he was within his rights.
Right, so I guess that's what maybe this will focus in on, whether there was anything improper. But then we just have to see how this plays out, see what the mayor does coming Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. So basically both sides are claiming that the other is violating the law, and we'll see what happens tomorrow, like you said.
Right. There could be some late development later on today or tomorrow before the close of business. Interesting.
Yeah.
Any other aspect to this as far as water? I mean, we know water is just a critical issue on that island. Anything else that you can share about that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the Upcountry Water Meter List is a huge deal. And I asked the retired deputy director, I said, you know, does him granting this extension, you know, affect these other people? And the deputy director said, the problem is not an availability of water or funding. It's just we don't have enough staff to go through all these applications and get people their meters in a timely manner. So he really doesn't see how this extension is a problem from his point of view.
And here in Honolulu, we have a chief engineer, and I imagine that that's how it's set up on Maui as well, you know, where a Board of Water Supply has to have an engineer on staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
position.
Definitely one of the issues as well, because Dave Taylor is a registered engineer, and our law says that either the director or the deputy director of the water supply department has to be a registered engineer. And, you know, without Dave Taylor in his position, that kind of leaves that position without a registered engineer, because our deputy director and current acting director, Gladys Baeza, she's not a registered engineer. She's a former council member, and she used to chair the water committee. So she does have some of that knowledge, but she is not an engineer and doesn't have that technical expertise.
So it does put any actions that the Board of Water Supply takes or the director in question.
Yeah, that's what the attorneys are definitely saying. Dave Taylor's attorneys are saying, you know, this opens the county up to liability. If you don't have a registered engineer in this position, you know, signing these documents, and they're actually asking the department to rescind any contracts or documents that have been issued under Dave Taylor's name and using his license since November. So we'll see if there are any documents that have been issued since he was on leave.
Interesting development. Thank you, Colleen. We know you'll be on top of it, and we hope to find out more. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Colleen Owechi is a reporter for the Maui News. You can find a link to her reporting on Dave Taylor on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.